Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The story that just keeps on giving, it's the never-ending saga of former President Jacob Zuma. We saw him imprisoned for contempt of court. We then saw Arthur Fraser, the then Director General of Correctional Affairs, giving him a early medical parole. This has now gone to court. It's been challenged. It's been found to have been irregular. There's an appeal. And the appeal is now being challenged by none other than a whole host of organizations, including AfriForum. Helping us to make sense of this legal wrangle is CK Fanikak, who is a candidate attorney at Hertus Spies Incorporated. CK, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Chad, and a good morning to the listeners as well. It's a pleasure to be here.
CK, give us a little bit of background as to what has happened that has taken us to this point where there's now an appeal on what has already been ruled an irregular granting of medical parole to former President Jacob Zuma.
Well, Chad, you summarized the position quite well in what led up to this. In short, Mr. Arthur Fraser granted medical parole where he should not have done so. He granted former President Zuma medical parole and allowed him to serve what is in effect a lesser sentence where he should not have done so. And the reason why our client, AfriForum, decided to challenge this appeal of Mr. Zuma is because we've been involved in the original application since day one. We were successful in the application to review Mr. Fraser's decision and to override his decision to override the findings of the Medical Parole Advisory Board and to place Mr. Zuma on medical parole. So we are opposing Mr. Zuma as well as Mr. Fraser's appeal applications because it is clear to us that the court arrived at the correct conclusion. We knew that Mr. Zuma would appeal the judgment even before we received the judgment, and we feel it just as much the duty to oppose such an appeal, which in our opinion is only brought to waste time or for purposes of delay and to suspend the working of the High Court judgment, as it is to institute the application in the first place.
So what's next? Do we see an appeal heard in that court? Has leave to appeal been denied? Do we see it going to Bloemfontein in the form of a petition? Can it reach all the way to the Constitutional Court? Or can we perhaps see former President Zuma back behind bars? What do you think the next logical step is in respect of this ongoing sordid saga?
Well, that is why this morning at 10, the leave to appeal is being heard. So no pronouncement has of yet been made on the appeal. That's happening this morning at 10. All of the listeners can tune in on the YouTube channel of the Judiciary RSA, where the proceedings will be live streamed, to find out what happens today. And depending on the outcome of today, President Zuma and Mr. Fraser as well may appeal to the SCA and perhaps even to the Concord themselves. But again, if this application for leave to appeal is dismissed before the High Court, the chances are very slim that he will succeed in the SCA or in the Constitutional Court. The legal position is this. In order to be granted leave to appeal, you have to show that there are reasonable prospects of being successful with your appeal. And it is clear to our client and to us and I think to most people out there that there are no reasonable prospects of success in this appeal. For another court to arrive at a different outcome is very unlikely because the illegality of Mr. Fraser's decision is quite patent. He went against the criteria set out very clearly in the Correctional Services Act to grant Mr. Zuma medical parole. So there is a chance of Mr. Zuma pursuing further appeals, but whether that will bear any fruit is doubtful.
So CK, realistically speaking, if as we say today, it's highly unlikely that leave to appeal will be granted at High Court, and it does go to Bloemfontein, how long before that petition is considered in the normal set of circumstances? And if that petition is then declined, when could we anticipate perhaps seeing Mr. Zuma sent back to prison?
Well, Chad, I'm going to give you the classic lawyer's answer. It all depends. So the good thing in this case is the court has been very adamant that this is an inherently urgent matter. So there will be no as far as possible, there will be no undue delays and no patients with stalling tactics. This is obvious from the fact that, you know, Mr. Zuma's legal counsel and his legal team asked for this appeal to only be heard in February. And the court said, no, we're hearing it today on the 21st. And it is my experience that the higher up you go in the court chain, the more speedy the process goes. So if you were to approach the SCA, I'm very sure that that will also be dealt with as a matter of urgency, because it is a matter of public interest and there are a lot of eyes on this. And at the end of the day, all the courts want to see justice be done. So the matter will be dealt with as urgent. We have no way of saying how long it will take for each of the courts to make the finding on whether there's a reasonable prospect of appeal, but I think it will be quick because the matter is inherently urgent.
C.K. van Niekerk from Herter Spies Incorporated, representing AfriForum in challenging former President Jacob Zuma's appeal. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining to us the legalities with respect to this appeal and where perhaps we'll be a few months down the line.
No problem, Chad. Thank you for your time.